Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome aboard Wheat Among the Tares. It's a blessing to have you this morning with us. And certainly where it's our honor and privilege to do this every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time to bring you information and news about ministries from around the world that we trust that will help and be a blessing to you, to help you to pray for those that are ministering in the God's vineyard. Good morning, Pastor Williamson.
Amen. Good morning to you and all that are listening. Thank you for being on with us this morning.
It's a blessing to have everybody aboard.
Sure is.
I'm just going to go straight on in this morning. I have one story, but I think I'm going to hold it until after we talk with our special guests this morning, Brother Robbie Mullinax. Brother Robbie is a veteran missionary now. To the nation of China with the Bible team. Good morning, my brother.
Hey, Brother Lindsay, how are you today?
I am well, and it is a blessing to have you with us this morning. Brother Robbie, I do know you've been with us in the past, but it's been quite a while. And what I wanted to do in my reaching out to you is, first of all, just let everybody kind of be refreshed if they've heard about the Bible team before. Many of our listeners have not. They are new. And so I wanted them to become acquainted or reacquainted, whatever the case may be, with regard to the Bible team ministry. And then I want to talk to you a little bit about the testimony, your testimony, and how God called you into that specific ministry. So first of all, tell us about the Bible team and how that came to pass.
Sure. It's good to be with your folks, listeners today, and to say hello to Pastor Williamson.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning again.
I saw Pastor Williamson just a couple of months ago at my home church at Tabernacle.
Yes, sir. We had a good meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Lindsay, I had no idea that that was your daughter that was playing the piano and singing. So I learned the connection there.
You learned it. Yes, sir, you did.
Learned the connection. But, yes, of course, with the Bible team, I made my first trip to China in 2004. And there was no Bible team at that time. I was church staff at Tabernacle Baptist Church as the music director there and administrator of our school. And just went on a mission trip. I've told this story a million times. And went on a mission trip to China for one of our missionaries. And the Lord just, he just broke our hearts and burdened our heart for the country of China while we were there. And make a long story short, we, after two or three trips back and forth to China and back, my family and I, we walked down the aisle of our church and we told the folks that we would go. And so God just called us into the ministry, missions ministry, and primarily of getting scriptures into underground churches inside China. We've done that for the last almost 18 years through Hong Kong. We had an office in a storage facility in Hong Kong for, I guess, maybe 12 years. And so we were able to get scriptures through that area, not just scriptures, but training material and children's material and just gospel tracts, just whatever was needed. And I was able to facilitate and help underground churches through our missionaries, through independent Baptist American missionaries, and of course, Chinese with underground churches there. That ministry changed a little bit about 4 years ago, even before COVID. China has been systematically taking over Hong Kong, and they made the borders between the two countries just basically impossible to go back and forth like we were doing. And so that started almost 4 years ago. So when that happened, we had to kind of rethink our ministry and what was best. And I tell people that we serve a God who sees further down the road than we do.
Amen.
And sure, so while we were planning and trying to decide what to do, God already had a plan. And so we set up an underground print shop inside China. And, of course, that's very illegal and dangerous. And but we did, and we were been printing printing Korean scriptures inside China that were then smuggled into North Korea. And so that's a tremendous need. It's needless to say, And so that's what we've been involved in now for the last 3 or 4 years, trying to help get scriptures into North Korea. And we do that through China and through South Korea. So there's a number of ways we do that. I think we talked about that last time I was with you and how we do that. So I won't go into all the details about that. But so that's what the Bible team does. So we have to raise support for the printing and for shipping and safe houses that we have scattered between two countries, and just trying to get the Word of God into the hands of people who've never had a copy of it and people who've never heard the gospel.
Brother Robbie, I do know that, and I'm looking right now at your testimony online. And by the way, folks, if you just joined us, we're talking with Brother Robbie Mullinax of the Bible team based out of Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. And Brother Robbie, I'm looking at your testimony, and from what you were doing, as you mentioned, you were on staff and certainly probably were very comfortable in that position. And then all of a sudden you're confronted with a totally different situation. And I can just imagine myself in that and somebody coming to me and confronting me and saying, there's such a need here. Would you consider this? I know there had to be a lot of, I'll use the word soul searching and searching for the will of God concerning that. Tell Pastor and I, brother, what went through your mind when Brother Wardlaw first came to you and mentioned this need?
Well, that was, you talking about coming out of left field. I mean, that was something that was definitely not on my radar, not something I was looking for. As you mentioned, I was on staff at my home church. I grew up at Tabernacle Baptist Church. I've been there all my life.
Amen.
And I count that a great privilege. I was able to, in fact, I was Dr. Harold Seitler's last music director before he passed away. And then when Dr. Aiken came, I came on full time on the staff under Dr. Aiken. And so, yeah, I was just having a normal school day as administrator. And you mentioned Brother Wardlaw. Brother Wardlaw had been in missions for many, many years, and he had been working in China and back and forth and taking scriptures. And he just showed up at my office one day. I mean, unannounced, had no idea he was coming. Just there he is, just sitting in front of me. And I'll make a long story short, you know, he couldn't go anymore. His health wouldn't allow him to go. And he looked at me that day and he said, "Brother Robbie, I need somebody to take my place." And, man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. I still, at that point, I wasn't like, okay, yay, I'm gonna go to China and be a missionary. It didn't happen quite like that.
But, amen.
But I did go on that trip. I mean, I made that mission trip for Brother Wardlaw, and it just changed my life. I saw the need, and then from that point, we started the Bible team as a result of that, as a means of getting scriptures into places where it couldn't go. And I just saw the need. I saw the places. I met the people. And the Lord just spoke to our heart and facilitated through us to be able to raise funds and to get scriptures there, and created a channel to be able to get into China. And we've just never looked back. I mean, it was just like everything just fell into place. When the Lord orchestrates your path and he's in charge of it, it usually works out.
Amen. It does.
It sure does.
Usually. It may not work out exactly how you think it will, but it'll work out like he wants.
Amen.
Brother Robbie, I was going to ask Pastor, in light of what you just said, how that when God touches a heart, you mentioned you said you didn't look back.
Exactly.
And Pastor, I do know that there's people who may God may touch their heart in a particular situation, and it's not necessarily just a fleeting thought, but it continues to press on their heart.
Yes.
And I know you've dealt with that in yourself. Mm. I know I've dealt with that in other situations. Folks listening this morning, God may be speaking to them about a particular situation, and I don't want to call it nagging, but for the lack of another term, it just continues to be there. How do we discern? I know that's a difficult question, but
sure,
just learning to discern
What happens many times is according to Scripture, we know that we allow the temptation of fear to overcome us, the uncertainty,
yeah,
the unknown, and that's when faith has to take action.
That's right.
And has to step forward. And that's fear cripples us. Satan uses fear. And that's why God tells us we hadn't received the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind.
Amen.
And I've seen even recently, you know, you have brethren that tell you God's dealing with me about this, I know it's the Lord, and then they change their mind. And that change of mind has to do with sometimes, instead of moving upon the impulse that God gives on your heart, have to be sure it is the Lord, they go try to think it through with the carnal mind, and there's fears and there's uncertainty and things they can't figure out, and then they go, whoa, what am I thinking about doing? And they will be certainly limited how God's going to use it. It's a lack of faith.
Amen. And Brother Robbie, I know you faced that very thing in that decision of a fearful thing, and yet God calling you out of your comfortable situation and to go into a country that you knew full well was absolutely antagonistic toward the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, and we know, that the only way that men can be saved is to hear the gospel.
Sure, that is the only way. I tell people all the time, you're saved as a result of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how you get saved. I mean, that's how we learn of God. I mean, I'm thankful that we have pastors and Sunday school teachers and mom and dad and gospel tracts. And I mean, we have all those means, but all of those means are getting the word of God into you, right? I mean, that's what we're doing.
Sure.
And so there's no salvation apart from God's word. That's why it's so important that we get it in the hands of people who need it. I mean, the word of God can go places I can't go.
Amen.
I mean, we're dropping scriptures into North Korea. I can't go into North Korea. There's no way I can.
Exactly.
I might can go in, but I wouldn't get out. But that just shows the power of God's word. It can go to places that we can't go.
Amen. Brother Robbie. Just a question here. When God dealt with your heart, give us kind of the testimony, because sometimes we don't get to hear how the wife come about to, you know, accept what God. I know many men that have been hindered from God moving on their heart, and they go talk to the wife, and the wife wants nothing to do with it. And
Sure.
And then sometimes there's a process of the wife having to process it and get on board and being secure with it. So give us a testimony how that come about.
Well, that's very important, Pastor. I mean,
sure,
obviously, you know that. It's because if your spouse, your wife, your family, if they're not on board with what God has called you to do, then you don't
you're
have
hindered.
A ministry.
Exactly.
Right. You really don't. You don't have a ministry, not in that fashion. And my wife was teaching school at the time at Tabernacle. You know, we were there together working, and she was fearful for me the first time I went, because it was just a big unknown.
Certainly.
For both of us. And so it was definitely bathed in prayer on my first trip. And then I decided to go back again. And I think I went back about three times. I went back and forth with China about three times. And I remember the day we had both been praying about it. And just like one day, it was like, okay, this is the day. I mean, I've got to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I remember going by her classroom. It wasn't at home. It was at school during a school day. And I went by her classroom. And you know, I'm her boss. And so I can get her out of school. So she come out of her classroom. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm going to talk to Dr. Aiken. That was our pastor. And that's all I said. I said, I'm going to talk to Dr. Aiken. And she said, I know what you're going to do. she knew, and because we had been praying about it, and And it really just happened, you know, between the two of us. We both knew.
Amen.
And that's what God wanted us to do. And I think that's important. You're right, Pastor. You
yes,
hit
sir.
On it. I mean, if the husband and wife are not on the same page with that, it won't work.
Exactly.
And
yes,
so I'm
sir.
Thankful for my family. You know, my daughter, I have two daughters. They're both married now. They're not at home. But, you know, our daughters were helpful in the ministry. In fact, my oldest daughter, she even lived in Hong Kong twice. She lived in Hong Kong and worked with our ministry there between
wow.
her junior and senior year in college. And then when
tremendous.
She graduated, she went and lived and worked there for another year.
Hmm.
So, yeah, our family has been definitely involved and very helpful in our ministry.
What a blessing.
How can two walk together except they be agreed?
Yes, sir. Sure.
And that's the verse that came to my mind. Brother Robbie, as far as currently, you mentioned that there's been some changes as a result of China's takeover of Hong Kong and that part of the peninsula of China that comes down into the South China Sea there. Tell us a little bit, whatever you can tell us currently about the influx of the scriptures there. And also, I do know that you have a presence now in South Korea with Hope Baptist
yeah.
Church.
Right.
And
well,
so bring us up to speed on that.
Yeah, just when we talked last time, we mentioned about our Chinese pastor, Brother Daniel, and us being able to get him out of China and getting him safely to South Korea, and God just orchestrated that. Since we talked, we through Brother Daniel and a couple of our partners that are in South Korea, they started a new church there. It was a great miracle. We found the building. We had to totally renovate the building and brought in a contractor. Total cost for that was about $75,000 to be able to get the building. It's in a high-rise building, but get about 3,500 square feet to get the space, renovate it, and we had to totally renovate it. I mean, flooring, ceiling, electricity, heating, air, I mean, everything. And so it's kind of funny that my partner called me and said, we found the building and I found the contractor. And I said, that's great, but we don't have any money. It's good news, bad news. I'm glad
Amen.
You found somewhere, but we don't have any money. He said, well, we can pay a deposit. And the contractor said that he would be able to get to us maybe in a few months. So I'm thinking, okay, that's okay. We'll have, some months to try to raise some money. He called me back the very next week. I mean, the next week on a Monday, he said, Brother Robbie, I got good news and bad news. I said, okay. I said, what's the good news? He said, the good news is the contractor showed up this morning with workers. And I said, okay, you don't even have to tell me the bad news. I already know what that is. We don't have any money.
Wow.
And the contractor literally showed up the next Monday morning with workers ready to work. And I had no idea what we were going to do. They started working. And so we got on the phone and called pastors and got on Facebook and, whatever we could do. And can I tell you, brother, we were able to raise over $75,000 in less than 6 weeks.
Praise the Lord.
And
bless
God's
the Lord.
People just responded, churches responded, and we paid for every bit of it, paid cash, paid for it. The church is finished, completed, and they had their very first service on Easter Sunday.
What a blessing.
Amen. Yeah, so that church is reaching, it's reaching North Korean refugees that escape out of South Korea, and That church is going right now, and they've got some, restrictions with COVID like everybody else does, but it's open and operating, and they're there every week, and so that's a real blessing. And just want to kind of give an update for folks about that, how God provided for that, and only God can do something
Amen.
Like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But, yeah, and in fact, just to kind of, our next the plan that we have, hopefully, that we can get a team back into South Korea. Now, China's closed. You can't get into China right now. I don't know when we'll be able to get back there, but for now, China is closed to foreigners. And so South Korea, we have currently right now, I've got over 500,000 scriptures stored in South Korea. And those scriptures aren't doing any good sitting in a storage building.
Correct.
So we've got to get them out.
Yes.
And so our next move will be, we already had a team assembled to distribute that, but of course with COVID, we were not able to get into country, but hopefully they're going to lift the quarantine in South Korea. We're praying that will happen soon. And so we'll take a team into South Korea, and in the daytime, we will be involved in street ministry in South Korea with scriptures and gospel tracts. And then at night, we'll be, I hesitate, but we'll be smuggling those scriptures into North Korea during
Amen.
The night.
Amen.
And so that's our plan, is as soon as they lift the quarantine just pray that we can get back into South Korea and get those scriptures distributed.
Brother Robbie, if somebody is interested in going with you as part of the Bible team situation, I do know that there would be some consternation and fear because of, again, leaving the confines of the U.S. and being comfortable here and going on a trip like that. How would they get a hold of you, and what would you recommend as far as just their thoughts about accompanying you on a ministry situation?
Sure. Well,
like that?
Yeah, a couple of things about that. You're based out of right in Columbia, South Carolina, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, and I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. So we're both in South Carolina. And I tell people there's places in Greenville, South Carolina that I would not walk down the street after dark. Right?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Sure. Yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's some places in Columbia.
Many.
That you probably...
No
wouldn't
doubt.
Want to go. Yeah. You wouldn't want to go to in the dark, right?
Correct.
Yes,
sir. So there's danger all around us, and I tell people I don't take anyone anywhere that I haven't taken my wife and two daughters. So I'm not going to knowingly put them in any danger.
Uh-huh.
Right? I wouldn't do that, and so. That's my first thing I tell people, that I'm not going to put you in any situation or put you where there's knowingly that there's danger. But ultimately, God takes care of it.
Amen.
We have to trust
right.
the Lord.
Amen.
If we're in His Amen. Will, that's the safest place to be, whether if you're in Colombia or if you're in North Korea. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
The safest place is in God's will.
Amen.
And I have taken... Brother Lindsay, I have taken probably hundreds of people on, mission teams, distribution teams over the years, hundreds. And everyone I've ever taken to China, I brought back.
Amen.
I hadn't lost anyone yet. And in fact, I even took my pastor, Brother Joel Logan. You both know him. And
yes.
I took Brother Logan
yes,
to China. And the fact that I got him back safely was a miracle.
Amen.
That was a miracle. I did lose him a couple of times in China, but we found him.
Amen.
But yeah, there's no danger or fear, or shouldn't be any fear in our trips and going. And we do have a website. It's BibleTeam.org. Our website right now is under construction. We're fixing to roll out a brand new website here in the next few weeks.
Okay.
The content and the design's already finished. We just got to launch it. But you can still go to our website. It's still active, BibleTeam.org. And it gives some information. You can contact us through there. If someone is interested in making one of these trips, it will definitely be, on into next year. And we have an application and some information we have to get. And And I'll say this for listeners and for both of you men, just so you know, I don't take anyone to China or South Korea with me that their pastor does not recommend.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm most certain of that. Yeah.
So it's not just, okay, yeah, let's go on a trip. So I don't do that. And so I don't take anyone that the pastor doesn't recommend heartily. And because a mission trip like that is not a trip to go get close to God.
Amen. Sure.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
I've heard
absolutely.
People say, oh, I really need to get closer to the Lord, so I think I'll go on a mission trip. No. I need someone who's already close
Amen.
To,
you
know, close
yes,
to
yes,
the
sir.
Lord.
Amen.
So I don't take anyone that a pastor doesn't recommend. And usually our teams are, you know, 6 to 8 people. I learned that more is not better.
Amen. Certainly.
So we try to keep it to 6 or 8 people, and sometimes that's all men, sometimes it's couples, sometimes it's, you know, younger people. Anyone can do what we do. I mean, anyone, any age group.
Amen.
And we'd love to have people contact us, and hopefully we can plug them into one of our teams. We're praying that we can get that back up and running next year.
Well, Brother Robbie Amen. Mullinax, it's been a blessing to have you aboard with us here on Wheat Among the Tares this morning. And we're so grateful for what God has done in your heart and the heart of your family. And certainly that God has certainly borne fruit as a result of the ministry of the Bible team. And if somebody is listening out there and would love to accompany Brother Robbie and the folks there, then certainly I know that you would want to get in touch with him and via your pastor and talk to him about the opportunities there. Brother,
sure.
Brother Robbie, it's always our custom to pray for the ministry that we are interviewing this morning. Pastor always does that. So at this time, we're going to ask him to pray for you and the Bible team.
Amen. Father, we come before you this morning thanking you for the blessing of the information about the Bible team and Brother Robbie and how you've used him and all that they're doing. And Lord, we pray for that ministry. Pray for the financial needs of that ministry. Pray for workers and laborers in the vineyard on these trips. It's our prayer that you'll open up these countries, open China up again. And Lord, for North Korea, we pray for the souls of those in China and North Korea. Thank you for those believers and pastors that are on the ground there in that country, the nationals and the work that they're doing. We pray for your blessings upon them, your hand upon them, a protection and guidance and provision in their lives. Thank you for this ministry. And I pray for those, Lord, 500,000 scriptures that are sitting there. Lord, we know that the word of God and the entrance of thy word giveth light. And Lord, people need the light of the gospel. So it's our prayer for you to, Lord, orchestrate this, open the doors. We know if you open a door, no man can shut it. And so that's what we're praying concerning this. And we continue to pray that you just give Brother Robbie wisdom and direction in this ministry. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
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 Brother Montlock, it's been a blessing to have you aboard this morning.
Thank you.
Trust that the God will use you mightily. And again, thanks for the opportunity to speak to you, my brother.
I appreciate you having me
God
today.
Bless.
Real blessing.
Lord bless.
Take Bye-bye. Care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A blessing indeed, Pastor.
Amen.
And folks, I had one other story that I wanted to bring to your attention as we close out the broadcast this morning. And this is from the Voice of the Martyrs. And we had an interview with Brother Todd Nettleton here several weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And but Pastor, this particular story came to my mind, and I wanted to into my attention. And before we leave the air, I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention for the sake of praying. And this is a pastor in Myanmar or Burma. And back in 2018, and I want to try to pronounce this pastor's name because we need to make mention of this gentleman. His name is Aung Thun Oh. And I believe I've got that right, at least from what I can read here. But he was initially accused of denigrating Buddhism in Myanmar. And since then, he has fought an extended legal battle. And basically what he did was he presented the gospel in a presentation of dealing with Christ's birth, death, and resurrection, which is the gospel. And although it says he did not mention Buddhism in the presentation, several Buddhist monks took offense and reported him to authorities. And since that time of in 2018, the charges were filed. The pastor has been summoned to court 64 times.
Man.
And Pastor, I just cannot imagine. And this is nothing more than to try to obviously wear him down,
break him down,
and to the point that he just decides he's going to quit. And let me just say this, folks: when God has His hand upon you, as upon this gentleman, that Satan is going to absolutely try to wear you out.
Amen.
But Pastor says, "Be not weary in well doing."
Yes, sir.
For we shall reap if we faint not.
Yeah.
So I want you to pray, those that are listening, I want you to pray for Pastor Aung Thun Oh in the nation of Myanmar concerning this gentleman, and that the word of God may have free course and be glorified there.
That's so taxing. I mean, the gravity of it, just thinking about 64 times.
Yes.
My goodness.
And the Lord, I know, has been with that man every time they have been called into court. But I wanted to bring that one to your attention this morning. And thank you again for joining us here for Wheat Among the Tares. We're here every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We want to bring you information about ministries that we trust are help to you and that you can pray for them. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful day.